section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
To the final episode of Off the Mark, the best podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew and he is Aaron. So Aaron, how did Off the Mark start?
Yeah, so this is the final episode of Off the Mark, episode 316. We had planned this for about a year now. And, one of the things we wanted to do for this show is to talk about a little bit about the history of the show, you know, and some of the things that had happened over the past 6 years. There's been a lot of things that have happened to both of us professionally and personally during that time. We thought that we would use this opportunity to go over some of that. So you had mentioned the start of Off the Mark, and I remember you and I, you know, we watch wrestling for the better part of our lives, not our entire lives, but for a very good portion of it. And we probably have watched it, I would say, for the last 20 years, almost uninterrupted. And I would, there's been so much stuff that has happened that, you know, I was talking with you one day and I asked if we could do a show. And you were, I think, maybe a little like, well, I don't know, you know, could we do one? And then we kind of talked about a format that we both liked and agreed upon. And then, you know, in February of 2010, it started. You know, and that's when we decided to do the show. So anything additional in there that you remember?
Well,
it was six years ago. So.
It was a long time ago. I think it also had to do a lot with we already had a podcast network going, and it was one of those things where, you know, we there was a joke with one of the shows that it was a wrestling podcast, which it sort of was, then it wasn't. It became more of a variety, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, a variety show. Yeah.
I already had all the equipment. It was just one of those things like, hey, let's just do it anyway, see how it runs. And then after a couple episodes, if we don't like it, you know, we just call it. Mm-hmm. But it was something that I we talked about wrestling so much that we might as well just do a podcast on it. And at that time, there were some shows, but there were not a lot of them. A lot of them were really bad. I thought a lot of them, they were very vulgar in language. And I thought that was, there's a time when you can do that. Don't get me wrong. I mean, if you ever listen to our fantasy podcast, that is bad. It's very vulgar. But it's, I think a lot of other podcasts out there that are doing wrestling ones, even now, they're very vulgar. And I thought it'd be nice just to have one that wasn't that way with everyone. And When we talked about doing the format, that was one thing that we're like, you know, we're going to do a clean show. And I thought we were very successful, especially in the beginning. If I'm correct, I think the first 10 episodes, we had almost 2,000 downloads, I think, at that time. It was one of those where I was like, wow, we're doing pretty well. And they kind of like went down a little bit, but they always stayed well over 100. And even though we weren't getting like, you know, 20,000 or 30,000 downloads, we were talking about this anyway. We might as well try and, you know, make up a show out of it. And then it's also nice to, when our friends got involved and they started listening to it, and that was like the genesis of this whole thing. And I really enjoyed doing it over this entire time that we have done it.
Yeah. And I know in particular when we had started, obviously there's, you know, just like with anything, things evolve and change over time. And, I know that we had there were segments that we were going to introduce, and we actually did a couple pilots of them that didn't go many places. Like we were doing wrestler profiles and we did it on, I want to say, like three or four wrestlers. And it was kind of like, it changes so much. So why even? We decided against that, but you know, the format of the show has been pretty consistent for the most part. The one thing that has definitely fallen by the wayside was TNA, because we report on them every single week, and it just got to the point, I think it was probably maybe around episode 200 or so, that they started falling away and we didn't report on them as much. And also during the time there was the brand split too. You know, we had originally had a Raw segment and then a SmackDown segment. And then it got to the point where they were just intertwining so much. And then so we just were like, ah, here's what happened in WWE this week. You know, I mean, because it just that's what we had to do. You know, there were so many things that I know that we had done with the show that was a lot of fun to do. And, you know, for the time of wrestling, just like with anything else, we evolved and we made things better, you know, and we changed with the times. But yeah, I mean, to your point, this was something that we talked about anyway. Might as well keep talking about it and record it, you know, and if anything else, it gives us a time, you know, no matter what, every single week for, you know, half an hour to an hour, we're going to sit down, put our voice to audio, and then we're going to put it out to the rest of the world.
Exactly. And that's there's also a lot of things I learned over this time because I started getting really into audio production and there was a couple other shows on the network that were doing it. And I really got into like the quality, and that was the one thing, even though like, I'm not saying we had the top, I mean, I'll tell you the truth, like the amount of money I spent up until until basically the beginning of 2016, I only spent a little over $300 on equipment. And I've seen people who their board was over $500 and their show stunk. And I stopped listening to a lot of those podcasts because they were to that point. And it was, for me, it was one of those things, like I really liked doing the production of it, the audio part of it. Not like, I know you actually, that was one thing that you do that we don't talk about is you do a lot of the scripting and what happens on the shows. And I do the behind the scenes production and like the social media part as well. So, I mean, there's, and we both actually do social media now I think about it, but it was more like the production part. And I just always enjoy doing that. And there's, the one that I always have, and it's going to be really sad when we're not doing it every week.
Yeah. You know, and actually, you know, what's really funny to think about too is, you know, we started doing the wrestling one in 2010, right? Obviously you have done podcasts. I know since what, 2004, I believe.
Started late 2004. And I just had a headset that I bought, I think at Target for like $20, and it broke on me actually during the first show. I'll never forget it. I did Kiwani Sports League. That was the first one. And then I did one called Vertebraker, which was the original wrestling one, which turned into something else. That just kind of evolved into that. And I'll never forget during the first show that I did for KSL, my mic broke. I'll never forget that to this day. And I was like, ugh. And then like five episodes in, I was like, oh, people are saying get a USB one because USB it's digital, opposed to analog to digital. And then when I bought that mic, instead of spending 20, I spent 40 on that mic. So, but
And you know what's funny though is that since we've been doing even just the wrestling one, Colt Cabana's Art of Wrestling started.
That's correct.
We had Talk is Jericho, the Stone Cold podcast, JR's podcast, Taz's, Ric Flair's, Roddy Piper's, you know, obviously he's no
late Roddy Piper.
You know, there have been so many podcasts, wrestling podcasts that have come out since then. Obviously they've been more successful since they already have the built in audience. But even though that happened, I mean, we were able to, you know, still do ours and we were able to get to the market even a little bit faster, even though it was 2010, which to be quite frank, that was kind of late to the game when you think about it. And now there are so many wrestling podcasts out there and, you know, some of them are okay. Some of them have decent personalities. But I think that we provide the best insight we have. I think, you know, between you and myself and obviously whenever we have guests on, Doug, Roger, or even Travis or Dave, you know, they provide an alternate view and opinion on things. And even if we're throwing out there some of the craziest ideas, they're ideas that we're throwing out to see kind of what sticks to the wall almost in the same way WWE does. You know, our WrestleMania show, you know, prior to the actual show itself, talking about what can they do? You know, like we were all in agreement pretty much that Roman Reigns was going to win. What can they do? What route can they go down? And we discuss that and we go in depth on that analysis. And that's something that I think that we've done very successfully, as opposed to a lot of other wrestling podcasts that are out there, where I think that they don't do it nearly as well as we have.
Yeah, and that's one thing that sets us apart from the other shows. Like you said, there's been so many that have been put out. If I'm correct, I think we started, I can't remember if it was right before or right after Cole Cabana started his podcast.
I believe it was right before. I can do a quick search, but and granted, you know, he might have missed some weeks, but he hasn't hit episode 300 yet, and we are on.
I was gonna say, I for some reason I thought we were like 10 or 12 in for some reason is what I thought, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, he put out a show, and I think we actually mentioned it as well that hey, it was actually a decent show, but yeah, so we've done this every week. We haven't missed a week.
Well, I think his started July 28th and ours started in February. So,
okay. Well, that tells you something. And the one thing, you know, we've only missed, I think, 1 week putting out a weekly show. And that's something that some people can't say that they've actually probably skipped multiple weeks because they went on vacation or this. I mean, and you know, going into even 2012, when we did a show, actually, we went to Disney on a Thursday and we were still reporting on Impact every week and we didn't want to miss that. So we actually recorded one part of the show and then we recorded another part at Disney and then I edited it at Disney and then we went to the parks on
Friday.
We
actually, you know, what's funny to think about is, you know, talking about what I had said earlier, a lot of things have happened, you know, professionally and personally. When we had started the show, you obviously had your daughter very shortly before then. And then after that, I got married. And then you and I both had two sons within a month of each other. Mm-hmm. And then I'm actually on my second kid now. So in the span of the 6 years, you know, there have been three kids that have happened and one marriage. We, in fact, on my honeymoon, we actually recorded. I was in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because, of course, with the time difference, obviously I'm in Seattle, you're in Illinois, and in Hawaii, it was an additional 2 hours. So it was about 4 or 5 hours, kind of depending on everything. But I remember, I mean, for you, you know, it was completely pitch dark out, and for me it was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you know, we recorded the show, and it was fun, you know. It was, and I remember my wife was like, really, you're doing this? And I'm like, oh, you can take a nap, it'll be okay, you know. But yeah, I mean, we recorded it right before my wedding. We recorded the show. I remember I was at my mother-in-law's house and we recorded the show then, you know. So, I mean, it's kind of crazy thinking about how we've done the show and under what circumstances we've done it. We've obviously done it in a lot of different places, too, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. And that's one thing that I will always remember about the show, is just the places that we did it. And, you know, that's really why we started doing it weekly. I'm going to jump around here. I just want to say basically one thing. I've never said it before, but like for our intro music, there's a band called Ultimate Fake Book, and it's from their album Open Up and Say Awesome. It's called Wrestling Leap Year. That's the name of the album or the song. And I've never said it before, but I figured, hey, it's probably time to do that. But it was actually just open source music I found, and I liked it. And plus, it had wrestling in it. And then, of course, our outro song is by I can never get their name right. I think it's Exeter, and it's from their album Gray Noise, White Lies. It's called The Romantic. I just like the how it starts off. That's why I was like, oh, this is perfect. So I had to do that. But you know, the main reason we decided to end the weekly show is that it's just a time thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of timing that's involved with it. Of course, you know, doing it every single week. You know, as I had mentioned, you know, I have two children. You have two children. We both have wives. We both have jobs, extracurricular activities, and it started to. I don't want to say the product suffered, because I think some of our best episodes have been our later ones, but it was not as. I don't think that we had. I don't think we put as much. We didn't put our all into it as we were doing in the past, and. you know, we wanted to really do it every single week. That was a goal of ours that we obviously accomplished, you know, for 6 years. We did every week and we did a great job of that. But it's just, it's proving to be harder and harder. And so, you know, what we're going to see instead is we're going to see a monthly show. And we are going to we're going to see 12 episodes a year, no matter what. And more than likely, we're probably going to see close to 20 episodes, I would guess. 20 to 24 episodes a year is what we're going to be putting out, as opposed to 52 plus. Because I would say any given year, we put out, I want to say probably 54, 55 episodes. And we're going to cut that in half, at least. It's probably going to be around 20, because we're always going to do, of course, the WrestleMania show. And we're going to do a WrestleMania follow-up show. So those are two right there, obviously the 12, and then anything big that happens in between, you know, for example, Seth Rollins getting injured immediately. That is a show that we're going to do. You know, we're going to do an analysis, you know, with anyone that we can have on. We're going to go ahead and talk about, oh, Rollins got injured. What's that mean for the WWE title? What are they going to do? What route are they going to go down? You know, and then we'll do a follow up. Well, obviously the monthly show at the end of the pay-per-view. So that's the plan right now for that. So how many shows will we see from now on? As I had mentioned, probably around 20, I would say, in the given year. We'll probably do around 20 episodes.
Yeah, especially if there's something big that happens, we'll be like, hey, we need to put out a show. And then we'll definitely let everyone know that, hey, Off the Mark, we're putting out this special because of this. We're putting out, you know, along with our monthly show. So we'll have, like, we're not going to do one because it's April. And we're going to wait till after the pay-per-view because you never know what's going to happen. We figure we might as well, let's do it after that. And we'll still release them on Fridays unless something big happens, and I'll release it as soon as I can. The moment I can, it's going to be put out. And that's something that, so there could be, you know, we could have only 12 shows, or I'm sorry, we could only have 14 shows, or we could have as many as sky's the limit at this point, because it just depends on if something big happens. But lately, especially over the last few years, there's not been a lot going on, especially with, you know, with TNA not doing as well as they used to, and then WWE product just kind of there. I mean, it's doing better. I mean, they just had some great matches the other night. But it just, you know, it's, I think it's also time to move from a weekly show and just stick with the monthly, and then have multiple specials, as many specials as we can from here on out. But the one thing we're going to do, we're going to just keep the name Off the Mark. We kicked around so many different ideas. I don't even want to name some of them because I'm afraid someone's going to steal one of them. But
and some of them were taken too.
I was looking for domain, and my thing was like, just as long as we get the domain and we get the social media stuff, then I'm okay. But if we can't get those things, then we're going to have to go a completely different route for whatever the name of the show is going to be. And I had one that I really liked. I'll just say it. I really, really liked All Around Wrestling. And there was no domain, no social media, none of that stuff on there. And I was like, oh, man, that'd be a great one. But maybe if we did one every day. I mean, there's some people that do it every day. Nah, can't do that. And plus, we pretty much have been only covering, unfortunately, WWE at this point. So, but Aaron, I got to ask you, what was the one thing you liked about the show? Like, the one thing you're like, wow, I really like this part of the show?
You know, things that I liked the most about the show, you know, I of course I liked the fact that every week, no matter what, you know, rain or shine, we got together, we talked about wrestling, you know, which we would have done anyway. I really like having guests on. You know, that was one of the things that I think that you and I both agreed on, is having guests on to discuss and get different points of view. One of the things I think that we had noticed after a few episodes or a few hundred episodes that you and I agreed on quite a bit of stuff, you know, and so it was nice to have different opinions. But I think I really liked the fact that we stuck with it for 6 years. You know, I think that's the biggest thing. As you had mentioned, we only missed one episode, really, that was not planned. That was the only episode we had missed. Any other episodes that did not happen, we either had a special there or we said, hey, we're taking a week off, which I think only happened one time anyway. So, what I liked about the show, I enjoyed doing it. I enjoyed producing it. I enjoyed, you know, providing my insight to it. And I enjoyed a lot of it. I really did.
And yeah, and Yeah, like you said, and I can tell you, I think there was probably 8 shows where I was really, really sick, like to the point of I don't want to do this show. And I think there was one of them happened recently where I think it was like you and Doug talk almost the entire time. And then all of a sudden, like, I remember at one point, like, you OK is what I heard. I edited it out, but like, you OK? I'm like, and then I just powered through what I had to say, which I think was only like a minute long. And that minute long took forever. Just the whole, like I said, just the production of the stuff that I did behind the scenes. One thing I guess I really wish I would have done is actually like shown everyone what we do on video, like from like just taping the show from, and then like the editing part of it, and then how I put it out and like going through the website stuff. Like I wish I would have done that. But I guess people make money off that. And I guess I'm not very bright on that part of it. So I probably should have done that, but it's just the work that goes into it. And it's going to be really weird because, you know, with this show coming out on Friday, I mean, it's going to be, to me, it's weird because I don't know what to do next week.
Mm-hmm.
I've been, you know, like we've been doing this and like I had a schedule where, you know, depending on what day we recorded, we've recorded on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. We actually did one on Friday. I remember that. And I think it was, I can't remember. I think it was a big scheduling issue, but we've done it pretty much every day. And I guess now it's going to be weird when it's like, hey, I brought my headphones. I'm going to work on my lunch. And then it's going to be like, I have nothing to work on my lunch. So that's going to be the weird part. And that's something that I will, you know, end up adjusting to. And that's the one thing I don't like is that it's going to be ending is my thing. Even though we're going to a monthly format, it's still the grind. I was so used to doing it. And I know there's going to be some times where like, oh my gosh, we're putting out 3 shows this month. This is weird, but I get it. Like, you know, it was time. It's time for both. And it was funny because, you know, like the show itself, I mean, like it was really weird how it started. Do you think we should end the show? I remember you saying that because like, let's go to WrestleMania and do it. And I didn't think we would. And you're like, well, if it was time right, we would actually end on 316. I was like, well, that kind of did it. But
yeah,
you know,
For me, I think the things I didn't like about the show, I wish we had more listeners, of course. That's something that I think would have been really great because I think that our views really are conveyed quite a bit. I didn't like when there was nothing going on. You know, that was something that was really tough, and you can really tell any of our episodes that are 20 minutes long. I mean, that's nothing is going on that week, plain and simple. You know, they continued this. And that's one of the reasons that we're doing the monthly show is because we have to. You know, there are certain storylines that are going on that, you know, we can talk about a little bit. We could talk about this past Raw. You know, there were a couple of really big debuts, and there's tag team tournament. But that's, you know, a couple small things that we can talk about. But if we waited, we can talk about it a little bit more in detail, more in depth. You know, and that's something that one of the reasons why we decided to do this. You know, that I would say that's the thing I dislike is, you know, I almost wish that there were times where we said, you know what, hey, this week for wrestling guys, we're going to skip it, you know, but we really wanted to put it out there for everyone. So that way, for all the people that do listen, who we really appreciate that you do, we want to make sure that you had the wrestling content from us. And if you just downloaded and deleted it, you're like, nothing big's going on this week, whatever, you know, we appreciate the download, no matter what. But yeah, I'd say that's why I disliked. Now, Andy, in terms of you know, the show, do you have any favorite moments that stick out to you for recording?
Well, I think the biggest one is like from the recording aspect of the show. I think doing just like we did a special on the CM Punk documentary, which you know, arguably that could be one of the best ones they've put out. There's been some since, but like that one still sticks out to me. And I really enjoyed watching that. We did one on ECW as well. But I guess there's not really like that one where I'm like, oh man, that was a great moment. I mean, I like the specials, the WrestleMania ones, the pre-show and the post-show. I really enjoy doing those. Those were like, I think if you want to say favorite moments, those are my favorite moments doing those shows, because it was fun to do those and being able to hammer them out and get them out as soon as possible. I think one, I stayed up until like 3 o'clock in the morning getting it ready, because I wanted it out as soon as possible. And I said I would put it out as soon as possible. And, you know, when people are over until like, you know, 1 o'clock, it's central time, of course, it's it can eat away at you for a little bit, but
yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's basically my favorite moments, just doing the specials. I mean, that was the fun part.
Yeah, I think the specials, those were my favorite ones as well. Those were the ones that really stuck out to me. The end of the year awards that we would do when we did our prediction shows, which were, you know, just for fun, you know, and then talking about it the following year. It was really funny to see. You know, what was funny is I think it was the previous year for 2015, I predicted for the year 2015 that Shane McMahon would come back. If only I had waited a year, you know, I would have been right, you know, but you know, that stuff, like it, you know, it's really fun to look back on. And those were my favorite episodes because, we had different opinions on them. We had, you know, different views about who the best wrestler was or, you know, who was, most overrated, you know, whatever, you know, categories we had for that year. And those were really fun to do. And we're going to continue to do those. It's obviously gonna be a little different format, but those were easily my favorite moments. Now, Andy, let's talk about, you know, over the past 6 years, a lot of different things have happened. I figure we could just go a few, three big ones, and you can throw out any additional things. What is the biggest wrestling moment to happen in the past 6 years?
The one that always came to when I thought about this for a while, and this one, it's really the whole CM Punk situation. I mean, number one is the WWE Network. Number two is CM Punk. And number three is pretty much all the wrestling deaths, because we've gone through so many of them. And you know, like with the network, I think that might be the biggest one, just for the simple fact that, you know, we talked about, why don't they do something like this, like, the, you know, WWE for Netflix, you know, Netflix version of WWE programming. And they did it. And then also, you know, with the, CM Punk leaving, I still think that was one of our most popular episodes. I wish I had the download number right in front of me, but I remember that one was well over 1,000. That was like the first one we actually hit 1,000 on, with that whole thing what happened with him. And then of course
his pipe bomb as well, you know, I really mean
the whole situation with CM Punk. You know, yeah, you had the pipe bomb, you also had him leaving, and I think the leaving thing was a big deal. And that situation is still ongoing, and I don't know when that's ever going to end. It'll probably be another 100 shows before that actually ends. So just do the math.
Do you think he'll be back?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah, it's the same thing with Hogan. He'll eventually come back.
You know, for me, I think what's funny is I completely agree with you. WWE Network, easily number one, revolutionized WWE pay-per-views, everything. That's something that I think other wrestling companies, they won't be able to do the exact same thing, but they're going to have to look at that and say, what can we do to counteract this? The biggest thing that has happened in the sport of wrestling in the past 6 years, WWE Network. And I would agree with you, number two, about CM Punk. Completely agree. What's funny is you brought up wrestling deaths, and it's amazing to look at the people that have passed away. And, you know, not just the small ones, but, you know, some of the big ones. Obviously, we had Chris Kanyon, who, you know, somebody that we really appreciated in WCW as Mortis. Giant Gonzalez passed away, who famously wrestled Undertaker. It was Undertaker's only DQ win at WrestleMania. Very sad about Macho Man Randy Savage. Obviously, Doug, his favorite wrestler of all time. You know, it was very sad to see him pass. Paul Bearer, Doink the Clown, Mae Young obviously was pretty old, you know, unfortunately. But then, you know, getting to some other people, Sean O'Hare passed away. You know, that was somebody, another WCW staple. But the biggest names that we saw, we had obviously Savages being a huge name, but we had Ultimate Warrior passing away in one of the strangest ways possible, you know, after his speech that he gave.
Yep.
Dusty Rhodes you know, and we had a long, lengthy discussion about his passing and how even though he passed away, his mark that he left on the industry by training all of the people at NXT, every person from NXT has a Dusty Rhodes, you know, imprint on them. And Dusty Rhodes really, like, WWE for the next 10, 15 years is going to be okay because of Dusty Rhodes, you know? And then after that, it's going to be up to, you know, Matt Bloom to really take the reins. And then I would say the most recent one, most recent big one was Rowdy Piper. So Rowdy Piper. And obviously very sad by his passing, very sudden, you know, happened, you know, just last year, but, you know, very sad.
Yeah, that was really sad. But yeah, so there's been a lot of things, but that I think those are the biggest ones.
What would you say that's kind of your biggest surprise that has happened in the past year, 6 years, were the deaths, or would it be CM Punk leaving? Like, what's your biggest surprise?
Was the whole CM Punk before he quit, I think, with the run the pipe bomb, and then when Doug got to see him win the world title, which he went to that pay-per-view. I think that was a complete surprise, especially since they didn't know what was going to happen until the morning of. And it's like, hey, his contract runs out at midnight, or I think it was at that night, or mm-hmm. midnight on that Sunday night. And I was like, oh, okay. And then the whole thing was that, oh, he re-signed, but he's going to go away for a while. Then him coming back with the belt on, with a cult of personality, was shocking. The fact that also he went to, I think, was it the Chicago Comic Con he went to? And he actually mm-hmm. showed that he actually brought the belt with him. And then the whole thing with him and Trips going at it, which I thought was really cool. So I think that was the biggest surprise. The network thing, to me, was not a surprise because it was coming. And mm-hmm. they had,
no, I agree.
And you could tell that was coming and that was in the works. And that they waited until like 3 weeks prior to actually start basically having all the stuff transferred to digital. And up converted to 720p. So that to me wasn't that big a surprise. It was just coming. But I would say that has, you know, like the deaths are a surprise. But I think the whole whole situation with Punk, which I don't want to say like, oh, it's Punk. I think really that's it. And if you really, and something that, because it's still, to me, it's still talked about to this day. I mean, we even said on the show, our cousin Mike was like, oh, who's the CM Punk guy? Like, what and what happened? And it's like, oh wow, someone who doesn't watch anything to deal with wrestling actually was like, what's going on here? So I always thought that's why it's still success. I think right now, if you want to see right now, what's the biggest thing is that the Bullet Club is slowly coming over. You know, it started with Finn, then you had AJ Styles, then now you have, you know,
Machine, Luke and Carl Anderson.
I was going to call him Machine Gun. So you have Fetus, whatever.
Festus, I believe was his name.
Doc Gallows, Carl Anderson.
Doc Gallows, Luke Gallows, yeah.
And also the fact that they were able to take guys who basically TNA either didn't know what to do with and got them over, AJ Styles, and and also possibly Bobby Roode signing, and then you also had someone like Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, who were great in Ring of Honor, they come over, and I believe that they are at, you know, almost to main event stat. Not Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn's still mid card, but upper mid card for Owens, and they're on their way to main event. And I believe
Owens for sure. And I think actually my biggest surprise is the fact of what NXT has become, because NXT when NXT started. When we started the show. So we got to see Daniel Bryan, you know, we got to see Darren Young and Wade Barrett and them. And it's really crazy to see the fact that they were doing this reality type show for 4 or 5 seasons, whatever it was. And they were like, oh, you know what? Why don't we make a real wrestling, like, you know, a pure wrestling standpoint. And you had some mainstays there. But when you had, you know, Finn join and you had Sammy in there and they really took over NXT, and obviously Owens was there for a little bit and so many other people. But I think that it not just see what NXT has become, but the fact that WWE has become more open now to bringing people in who got over elsewhere, who obviously have a name. And seeing what the NXT crowd does for them, which in turn also helps out the WWE crowd, because when AJ Styles debuted in Georgia at the Royal Rumble in 2016, he was massively over. It was one of the biggest pops WWE has ever had. And they literally have that on their website. They said, this is one of the biggest pops we've ever had. AJ Styles debut. And because nobody ever thought it would happen, he kept his name too, which is unheard of. And he jumped straight to the main roster. He didn't go through NXT. You know, you have a guy like Kevin Steen who became Kevin Owens, which is fine. It's a great name. And obviously KO looks good, but you know, Prince Devitt became, you know, Finn Balor. You know, you have a lot of people who had to change their name, but then you have Nakamura.
Did not have to change his name. Another Bullet Club member, which I forgot to mention earlier. But
Nakamura
yeah.
was not.
Oh, that's right.
You keep saying that he is. He was
I
not.
I keep saying it, but yeah, my bad.
Carl Anderson, though.
Yes.
Carl Anderson, that is it's not his real name. His real name is Chad something. And Carl Anderson, that's not an AJ Styles level name. It's not even a Kevin Steen style name. I'm surprised that they're allowing that. Doc Gallows became Luke Gallows because that's what he was known as in WWE. Totally makes sense. You know that. I mean, that's what I would have done too. But Nakamura, I mean, that's a Japanese name, and you didn't allow Kenta to keep his name, you know? So I mean, they're allowing this, you know, which I, you know, kudos to them. I think that WWE is actually changing for the better in a lot of ways. And I believe NXT is having a lot of influence on the main roster, and they're doing a really great job with it.
Yeah, and I think it also has to deal with the fact that they're allowing that, hey, even after you leave, we don't have to pay money just to keep your name around. We don't have to pay you extra just because of it. I think that has something to do with it. But also, for a while there, if they bring someone in and they're like, you know what? I think this guy's going to leave, like after like 2 years, and we're going to put him on the map. He's going to steal he's going to take that same name and do whatever with. We would rather just own it. And with these guys who, like you said, you know, NJPW, they've been made over there. Why change it? And that's why, like, the whole thing with Prince and also Kenta, I still question those two. But hey, I get it. I understand. I like Finn Balor better. I don't like Hideo Itami. It should be Kenta. But yeah, the fact that they're keeping their names. Wow, that is a big deal.
Austin Aries, actually, another one.
Austin Aries, that's right.
Bobby Roode. So.
Bobby Roode.
Yeah. I think how wrestling has been evolving over the past 6 years, I think, is something, and in particular, that's been happening over the past year. That's what I've really been appreciating. Andy, before we close up, 6 years, who has been the wrestler that you think has been the mainstay? Like, if you had to do wrestler of the past 6 years, which I mean is really hard to do, but who has been the best wrestler for the past 6 years?
That one's a toughie because when you say it, I think of two names, and
CM Punk, right?
Nope.
No. Okay.
No.
Who?
One is Bryan Danielson or Dan O'Brien. And AJ Styles.
I'm surprised. I the two I thought of were John Cena and Daniel Bryan.
I'll say John Cena's improved. I mean, that's something we can't say about Roman Reigns.
But his impact over the past 6 years, good or bad, obviously has been there. But who do you think is the best, the person who has their story arc over the past 6 years has been the best?
I think Daniel Bryan. I think everything that's gone on with him, and the fact that you guys got to see him, that's one thing. You know, we started the show, he was in NXT, and I said, hey, this guy was really great in Ring of Honor. And it was hard for me to explain how good he was, but he was just so good. And it was nice for you guys to get to see it. You know, to me, that was the nice part. You're like, hey, you got to see Daniel Bryan. We got to see him at the start of the show. And that's the nice part. I mean, so you got to see him evolve, and then you got to see him be forced to watch him he was forced to retire, and that really, I mean, you know, I think his retirement bothered me more than any of them. That's the one. So
I you know, what's funny is I completely agree. Daniel Bryan over the past 6 years, when you see, watch the WWE Monster video for his WrestleMania 30, match. And, you know, they talk about NXT and, you know, how he rose up through the ranks. And it was absolutely Daniel Bryan, you know, from where he started. We saw him debut when we started the show. And, you know, not too long ago, it was 2 months ago or whatever. Roger and I got to see him, you know, say goodbye to WWE. And it was sad. It was really, really unfortunate that it happened. But he was definitely, over the past 6 years, he had the best story arc. He was in the best matches. He was in the best feuds. And Daniel Bryan was definitely the best wrestler over the past 6 years.
Yes.
Off the Mark's wrestler
of the year, of the weekly show. And, you know, the one thing I touched on a little bit earlier is that the reason why there's lots of reasons why we're going to be calling the show. But the one thing that it just worked out about the WrestleMania thing, you're like, you know, like, hey, it's time to, and we'll go to WrestleMania. And I didn't believe it. And then all of a sudden I got the phone call like, hey, we're going to go. I was like, really? Okay, I guess we'll go. I was not prepared for that, but we went. And, you know, WrestleMania, the whole experience when we went this year, it's something I'll never forget. And I am going to say it again. I'm not happy, but I did not move one thing over. So the quality of the show, the post show, was really bad. But that's something I did. My bad. As you can tell, when we did the shows afterwards, they were perfectly fine because, hey, you know, yeah. I didn't know what I was doing. Anyways, I just also want to thank you, Aaron. I just, you know, for doing the show. It's been really nice. I know it's not like we're ending the weekly show. We're still going to be around. First, our next show is going to be after the pay-per-view, the Friday after the pay-per-view. We're going to put out a show, and we'll continue to do it. Anytime we'll put something on social media. You can always email us still, and OTM. Yeah.
At and obviously, same goes for you. You know, I did the upfront, you know, the topics that we talked about, but you did the back end stuff. So, you know, you did the recording, the editing, you know, normalizing, putting the music in there, editing the tracks, taking things out, putting things in, that sort of thing. So, you know, we obviously we both needed each other, and I think that it was a really good grouping, a really good pairing. And, you know, it's going to be the same way going forward, obviously. You know, so it's the end of the weekly shows, but it's going to be the start of the monthly shows, which you'll get the next one here. It'll be a few weeks, but you will have another Off the Mark for May 2016.
So we'll just say it's monthly, specials, and breaking news, or yep, as needed. So, but believe me, there's going to be a lot of wrestling stuff coming up here, I believe, here shortly. But also, we'll have more people on. Of course, you know, I want to thank also some of the guests we've had. We've had Dave Nanigay, Ty Boardman, Travis Peterson, David Pate, Roger Cave, Doug Hahn, and then, of course, us being on every show. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm probably forgetting someone. So if I am, I'm sorry. Just say it right now. But anyway, so and that is it for the weekly show. You can still follow the show at AuthMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners, past, present, and future, for taking the time to download and listen to our show. And for Aaron Hughes, I'm Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.